这一节跟大家分享凡事谢恩。
In this session, I'll share with you the topic "In everything, give thanks."
神在基督耶稣里面给我们定下这个旨意。
In Christ Jesus, God has given us this command.
叫我们凡事谢恩。
So that in everything we will give thanks.
昨天我们听了两位的见证。
Yesterday, we've heard testimonies from two brothers. And sisters.
在见证当中，充满了凡事谢恩。
And in their testimony, it was filled with thanks to God.
为什么天父啊，要在基督里面给我们定下这个旨意？
Why did God set this will for us to give thanks in Christ?
为什么要凡事谢恩？
Why do we need to give thanks in everything?
一般世上的观念
，This world tells us，
唯有得到好处才会感谢
，That we only give thanks when we have received some benefits。
这个已经不错了
，This is not bad。
领受人家的恩惠想表达感谢。
When you've received things from some other people, you will thank them。
这应该是一般的世人的观念。
This is the concept prevalent in this world。
但是在基督里面就不一样。
But in Christ Jesus, it's different。
凡事都要感谢。
In everything, we have to give thanks。
凡事都要谢恩。
In everything, we thank God。
以前我碰到一位长老啊，那以前是执事。
In the past, I've came across an elder who was a deacon before.
碰到的时候，每一次跟他碰面，他都会对我说：“啊，谢谢你，谢谢你，感谢主，谢谢你。”我说：“为什么这样？”
And every time I saw him, he would say, "Oh, thank you, thank God."
开始我很不习惯。
And I wonder why did he do this? And at first, I was not very used to this kind of address.
慢慢的习惯。
But gradually, I got used to it.
后来又一想，哎，有道理啊。
And then later, I thought about this and thought that it was good for him to do this.
我发现这位长老呢，凡事谢恩的长老。
I discovered that this elder gave thanks in everything.
我每次看到他，哦，充满了感谢。
And every time I saw him, I was also filled with thanksgiving.
他真是很奇妙的一位长老。
He was a very special elder.
他知道遵行神的旨意。
He knew how to do God's will.
凡事谢恩。
To give thanks in everything.
不管什么事情，就是感谢，感谢，谢谢，感谢，谢谢。
No matter what he encounters, he gave thanks.
他今年的98岁了，还很健康。
This year, he is 98 years old, and he is still healthy.
还是自己背着背包走路来聚会。
He still carries a bag himself and walks to church.
不会错，凡事谢恩不会错，这是我看到的活见证。
I have witnesses with my own eyes. If you give thanks in everything, nothing will go wrong.
所以我很感动。
So I was very moved.
也值得我效法。
And I wanted to learn from this example.
感谢神。
Thank God.
神定的旨意绝对不会错。
What God has willed, it will not go wrong.
所以保罗也很重视这个事情。
So Paul really focused on this as well.
他才把这个神的旨意写给教会。
That's why he wrote out this will of God to the church.
他也在其他的书信里头呢，详细的说明这个道理。
And in his other letters, he also described this kind of teaching clearly.
为什么我们要凡事谢恩？
Why do we need to give thanks in everything?
这个恩呢，不但是感谢神。
Giving thanks is not just giving thanks to God.
也要谢谢所有的人。
But we also need to thank the people around us.
因为一切的神的恩典、神的爱。
Because all of God's grace and love.
按照神的旨意在运作。
Works among us based on God's will.
万事也都在运作。
And everything is working together.
整个宇宙、日夜星球也在为我们运作。
And the universe, the stars, and other heavenly bodies are working for us.
太阳为我出来。
The sun rises for us.
天上的雨为我下来。
The rain showers for me.
这一些都是神的爱。
And all this comes from the love of God.
主耶稣不是那么清楚说吗？
Didn't Jesus tell us clearly?
太阳照好人也照歹人。
The sun shines on the evil equally as
well as the good. 那显明神对我们的爱吗？
And this reveals the love of God.
神下雨给义人也给不义的人。
God rains down and showers on the evil as well as the good.
这是神的爱，爱世人。
This is how God loves us.
整个宇宙都为我们运作。
The whole universe works for us.
都来显明神对我们世人的爱。
To reveal God's love for us.
今天尤其对基督耶稣里面的人。
And especially towards those who live in Christ.
因为基督耶稣里面的人是神的儿子。
Because those who live in Christ are the sons of God.
所万有都是为他造的。
And all creations are done for us.
所以万事互相效力。
So everything works together.
都要叫神的儿子得益处。
It's so that the sons of God can receive.
我们看罗马书第八章。
God's grace. Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
二十八节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
二十八节说，我们晓得万事都互相效力。叫爱神的人得益处。
And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him.
就是按他旨意被造的人。
Who have been called according to His purpose.
今天我们都是按照神的旨意被造的人。
Today we have all been called according to God's purpose.
这个是神早就预定的。
This was predestined.
要借着耶稣基督啊，来拯救我们。
And through the Lord Jesus Christ, God wants to save us.
所以今天神按他的旨意选召我们来。
So today, God has called us based on His will.
那就是要让我们得益处。
It's so that we can receive His grace.
那神怎么样让我们得到益处？
And how can God give this to us?
得到益处就得到好处。
How can God give us benefits?
那得到好处一定是要感谢的嘛。
And to receive benefits means that we have received something good. And when this happens, we have to give thanks.
所以神就是万事互相效力。
So through all things, God works for the good of those who love Him.
都要叫我们得到益处。
It's so that we can receive something good.
所以凡事都要感谢。
So in everything, we have to give thanks.
但是我们如果没有去掉原来的人的这种观念，
But if we have not removed our concept,
我们很难遵守这一条。
The concept that belongs to this world, then it is very hard for us to follow God's will.
只有在说，哇，我得到什么恩典，哇，感谢主，感谢得不得了。
Because we will only give thanks to God when we have received some benefits.
转过来碰到了这个不喜欢的事情。
And if we have encountered something that we don't like,
唉，真倒霉。
We would say that I'm so unlucky.
本来这个感恩已经不错，哇，这倒霉一下就完了，没了。
Initially, when we received something good, we gave thanks, but then we received something that we don't like, and then all our thanksgiving are gone.
如果我们能够凡事谢恩，
if we can give thanks in everything,
那有什么好处？
What good can we get from this?
就可以做神的所喜悦的儿女。
It is so that we can become the children that God is pleased with.
神不喜欢我们什么，不需要我们什么。
God doesn't like us to do certain things.
他要我们做儿女的懂得感谢。
But He wants us who are His children to know how to give thanks to Him.
懂得感恩。
To know how to be thankful.
因为万事互相效力，都是为我们效力，那个都是恩典。
Because all things work for the good for us, and this is grace.
神会将耶稣基督和万物呢，一起白白赐给我们。
God has freely given us the Lord Jesus Christ along with all his creations.
既然是白白赐给我们, 就是恩典。
And if this was given to us freely, it is grace.
昨天我在听这个杨弟兄的见证。
Yesterday, I was listening to the testimony of Brother Young.
他说得到这些恩典没有什么是理所当然的。
He said that he did not take it for granted the grace from God.
这个都是白白得来的。
He received freely.
这个观念是正确的。
And this concept is right.
我们看罗马书这个第八章下面，32节。
Let's read Romans chapter 8, verse 32.
说神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物？
He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?
在万物当中最宝贵的是什么?
What is the most precious among all creations?
大家想一想,
Let us think about this.
现在你们想到的是什么?
What can you think of?
什么最宝贵?
What is the most precious?
在神所造的万物当中, 什么最宝贵?
In all God's creations, what is the most precious?
我有很深的感受。
I have experienced this deeply.
什么最宝贵?
What is the most precious?
空气。
Air.
因为我以前患气喘病。
Because I had asthma before.
要吸一口气没有那么容易。
It's not easy for me to take one breath.
我就很珍惜每一口气, 哇, 这个太宝贵了。
So I treat every breath that I take as precious.
如果吸不进去, 我就没命了。
If I cannot inhale oxygen, then I would have lost my life.
所以赞美诗说啊, 我的脉还在跳动, 我的一口气还在, 我要赞美神, 我要感谢神, 我很感动。
So there is a hymn of praise that says that as long as I have one breath in me, I will praise God, and I was moved by this.
是不是每一口气都要感谢神?
Is it true that we give thanks to God with every breath that we take?
我们想一想就会明白了。
Let's think about this more, and then we will understand.
有什么事情让我们说不高兴?
What kind of things will cause us unhappiness?
神最不喜欢一个人不感恩，而且还有怨言。
God is especially displeased with a person who not only doesn't know how to give thanks, but complains.
神既然最喜欢我们感谢,
And since God likes us to give thanks,
他就也同样的最不喜欢一个人发怨言。
In the same way, he doesn't like one who complains.
这个也是，我们应该会了解。
This should be easy to understand. What did the Israelites sin when they came out of Egypt? Why did all of them who were over 25 years old die in the wilderness?
而且神生气到发誓，绝对不让你们进去。
And God's wrath was so great that he said that they will not enter into the land of Canaan.
这个真是气到点点了。
And this anger has hit the roof.
什么事情?
And what did they do?
发怨言。
They complained.
不懂得感恩，发怨言。
Not only did they not know how to give thanks, they grumbled against God.
你看，这个事情记得这么清楚。
So this incident was recorded so clearly.
但是发怨言这个是人的最简单，可以说是很平常的事情。
But complaining is actually a very usual thing that we see.
不管在家里，在社会，整个这个环境，到处都让我感觉不满意，很多怨言。
Whether it's in our family, at work, or just anywhere in society, we can hear complaints all the time.
但是今天呢, 我们在基督里面,
But today, in Christ Jesus,
改过来,
we have to change this.
看到太阳吸收到呼吸到空气，看到万物在生长，看到人在活动。 哇, 感谢,
when we see the sun, when we inhale air, when we see people moving around, when we see the trees and flowers grow, we give thanks, and we give thanks in everything.
要能够凡事谢恩啊，就会免去所有的怨言。
If we know how to give thanks in everything, we can remove all complaints.
只有这样去学习啊。
It's only then that we can learn.
这是我个人体验。
This is what I have experienced myself.
以前我还没有办法凡事谢恩。
In the past, I had not yet achieved being able to give thanks in everything.
对某一些事情啊，某一些人啊，某一些东西啊，还有意见。
And I have some complaints against certain people or certain things.
一旦有意见，就会有怨言了。
And I wasn't happy with them, so I complained.
不满意。
I wasn't satisfied.
不满意怎么感恩？
And if I wasn't satisfied, how could I give thanks?
对这个人不满意，你就不会感恩了。
If I'm not happy with a person, then I will not give thanks to God.
你不会说啊，感谢主，我看到不满意的人，谢谢谢谢。不会啊。
You wouldn't say thank God you let me meet this person that I am displeased with.
这不是很奇怪吗？哈。
Isn't this that would have been very strange?
叫我们凡事感恩，不是这个意思。
So the command for us to give thanks in everything is not like this.
那个是真正的感恩，不是说口头这样说一说，不是这样的。
It's not to pay lip service, but you give thanks from the bottom of your heart.
凡事感谢啊，是真实的，从心里面发出来。
To give thanks in everything must be done with sincerity from your heart.
那才是神的旨意。
This is God's will.
但是我在想，要怎么样能达到这个样子？
And then I thought, how could I achieve this?
因为我要讲这个道理，我一定要有体验。
Because when I share this topic with you, I must have learned something through my personal experience.
不然的话，我不知道怎么说的。
Or else I wouldn't know what to say.
所以我要跟大家分享。
So I would like to share with you.
我在这个神的旨意上，我怎么样去学习？
How did I learn to follow this will of God?
凡事感谢
，to give thanks in everything，
都没有怨言
，to be without complaint，
做神无瑕疵的儿女
，to be blameless as a children of God。
我们先看这一节圣经啊。
Let's first read this verse。
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2。
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2。
十四节。
Verse 14。
第二章十四节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 14.
凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论。
Do everything without complaining or arguing.
使你们无可指摘，诚实无畏，在这弯曲悖谬的时代，做神无瑕疵的儿女。
So that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation.
你们显在这个世代中啊，就好像明光照耀。
In which you shine like stars in the universe.
将生命的道表明出来。
Verse 16, as you hold out the word of life.
保罗说，叫我在基督的日子好夸我，没有空跑，也没有徒劳。
In order that I may boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor for nothing.
保罗也很重视门徒啊，要有这样的表现。
Paul emphasized on this a lot.
这腓立比教会的信心很好。
The members in the church of Philippi had great faith.
大家都很同心。
And they worked in unity.
那他们的信心呢，就是顺服，非常顺服。
And their faith led to their submission.
保罗在他们那里的时候啊，他们很顺服。
While Paul was with them, they were very submissive.
也就是顺服神，顺服神的话。
Which means being submissive to God and the words of God.
保罗不在的时候
，While Paul was away,
他们更顺服。
They were even more submissive.
就证明他们不是看人的。
And this proved that they were not just.
他们在道理上有长进。
Placing their faith on men, instead, their faith grew day by day.
他们对神的信心有长进。
Their faith in God grew.
所以保罗说：“哇，这样啊，你们就要恐惧战惊，做成得救的功夫。”
So Paul said that you must work towards salvation with fear and trembling.
你们常顺服，又更顺服，哇，那就要完成这个得救的功夫。
You were submissive, and you worked towards being even more submissive, and this will complete the work of salvation.
因为你们这种心呢，是出于神。
Because this kind of heart of yours comes from God.
十三节说。
In verse 13 it says,
因为你们立志行事都是神运行在你们心里。
For it is God who works in you to will and act according to his good purpose.
要成就他的美意。
So that God's good purpose can be complete.
神的美意是什么？
What is God's good purpose?
刚才我们看到，万事都互相效力，叫爱神人得益处，这个就按照神旨意被造的人，就是这样。
We've just talked about that everything works together for the good purpose of God.
神要成全这个美意。
And God wants to complete this good purpose.
我们有一个顺服的心，让神运行在我们心中。
If we have a submissive heart for God to work in our heart,
我没有意见。
We don't have our own opinion.
顺服神就好了。
We just submit to God and it will be all right.
神的旨意要我凡事谢恩。
And it's God's will for me to give thanks in everything.
那我就是顺服就好了。
Then I submit to this will.
就是这么做。
And then we do accordingly.
所以十四节就说了。
In verse 14 it says,
凡所行的没有怨言。
Do everything without complaining.
没有争论。
Or arguing.
多好。
How wonderful this will be.
只要能做到这两点
，As long as you can accomplish these two points，
要做到这样就是凡事谢恩
，Then you will be able to give thanks in everything。
那在我想到凡事谢恩的时候
，And when I was thinking about how to give thanks in everything，
我就会跟不住的祷告连在一起。
I will connect this to praying continually。
如果我懂得不住的祷告
，If I know how to pray continually，
我就知道。一切的事情都是神的安排。
Then I will be able to know that everything happens in accordance with the will of God.
临到我的一切事情，碰到的所有的一切，都是出于神的旨意。
Whatever happens to me, it will be out of God's will.
都是为了成全神的旨意。
And all things will happen in order to accomplish the will of God.
那我很自然的就是感谢神。
And naturally, I will give thanks to God.
感谢领受。
I accept it with thanksgiving.
为了要提醒我自己。
And in order to remind myself.
不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
To pray continually and to give thanks in everything.
我常常会对住在我里面的主，我跟他说话。
I often talk to the Lord who lives in me.
我一醒来就说主，我爱你。
When I wake up, I will say, Oh Lord, I love you.
感谢你。
Thank you.
你又把今天赐给我。
You give me life today.
我们对主耶稣就天父也是天父他住在我们心里。
The Lord Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father, lives in us.
要对他说。
And we must say to him.
感谢他。
We must give thanks to him.
住在心里头的。
And this.
从这里出发。
Will come from our heart.
你告诉他我爱你。
We tell him that we love him.
我感谢你。
I thank you.
整个心就不一样。
And your heart will be different.
这是一天要生活开始的心。
This is the kind of heart that we should have when we begin our everyday.
所以我就想到这个大卫他每天早晨起来就把他的心交给神。
So I thought how David, when he woke up every day, he entrusted his heart to God.
他说神啊，你求你顾念我的心思。
He said, Oh Lord, please take care and guard my heart and mind.
每天早晨呢，我要把我的心思意念呢都跟你说。
Every morning, I will tell you all my thoughts.
这个最好。
And this is the most wonderful.
为什么？这个。神的灵会运行在腓立比教会他们心中。
Why did God's Spirit work among the members in the Church of Philippi?
因为他们已经把他们的心交给神了。
Because they have already entrusted their heart to God.
如果没有交给神，怎么会运行
？If they didn't do that, how could God's Spirit work among them?
所以我就看，大卫会这样祷告，我也应该这样祷告。
So I saw and read about David's prayer, so I thought that I could do the same way.
这诗篇139篇啊，最后啊，大卫怎么祷告？
And how did David pray at the end of Psalm 139?
说主啊，求你试验我的心，看看我心有里面有什么不好的。
He said, O Lord, please test my heart to see if there are hidden sins.
求你检查我，试验我，看看心里面有什么不好的。
Please examine my heart thoroughly.
帮我把它除掉。
Help me remove all the impurities.
让我有一个纯洁的心啊。
So that I can have a pure heart.
来跟从你啊，走永生的道路。
To follow you on this path to eternity.
这个祷告也很好。
This prayer is also very good.
我们每天是这样祷告。
We must pray like this every day.
因为我们知道心一切的果效都从心发出来。
Because we know that from our heart comes the wellspring of life.
那最妥当的要保守自己的心啊。常常在耶稣基督里面。
So the best way to preserve our heart in Lord Jesus Christ.
就是这样做。
Is to pray this way.
那最好是早上起来就交给他了。
So the best way is that every morning when we wake up, we entrust our heart to God.
那我们的心啊，心思意念立志行事，就按照神的运行去做，神的旨意就会成全了。
So that every day our thoughts and deeds will be done in accordance with God's will, and God's will be done.
所以保罗说，要以基督的心为心。
So Paul said that we have to learn from Jesus' heart.
用主耶稣的心去想事情。
We have to use the heart of Jesus to think about things.
用主耶稣的心啊去看人。
To use the heart of Jesus to face other people.
用主耶稣的事情。的心啊，去做每一件事情。
To use the heart of Jesus to do everything.
不会错的。
And it will not go
wrong. 一定是成全神的旨意。
God's will surely be done.
但是我们人的意见往往很强。
But we often have such a strong opinions ourselves.
这个不容易啊。
So this is not easy to do.
好，那神给我们恩典。
So God has given us grace.
第一个圣灵。
First, He gave us the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit works in us.
但圣灵还不够。
But the Holy Spirit alone is not enough.
还有神的道。
We must have the words of God. The words of God is God's teaching.
所以圣灵要指教我们一切的事情。
So the Holy Spirit will instruct us in everything we do.
他引导我们明白一切的真理。
He will guide us to understand the truth.
记着这样啊，来带领我们。成全神的旨意。
Through this, He will guide us to accomplish the will of God.
也就是遵行神的旨意。
Which means to follow the will of God.
所以我在读到约翰福音第一章那里说。
So when I read the Gospel of John chapter 1, it says.
说主耶稣到世上来了，没有人接待他。
That the Lord Jesus came into this world, but no one recognized him.
我说凡接待他就信他名的人。
Only those who believe in His name received Him.
他就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
And He gave them power to become the children of God.
这个权柄应该是很有功效的。
This power will be effective.
那这个权柄到底是什么？
And what is this power?
我很想知道。
I really want to find out.
所以说从圣经里面去看，到底做神的儿女这个权柄是什么？
So I flipped through the Bible trying to find out what is the power that we can get by being the children of God.
今天我既然做神的儿女。
Because today we are already children of God.
我不能不晓得这个权柄。
So we must know what is this power.
我更要去使用这个权柄。
And we must learn how to use this power.
那我就要去了解。求主圣灵帮助我了解这个权柄到底是什么。
So I want to understand, and I pray for the Holy Spirit to guide me to understand what is this power.
我怎么去使用这个权柄
？And how can I use this power?
我说圣经告诉我们，神的儿子，既然我们做神的儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进到我们心里头来。
So the Bible tells us that now we have become the sons of God. God will send the Spirit of His Son into our hearts.
所以你看这个权柄。神儿子的灵，这个。
So the power is the spirit of the Son of God.
圣灵的权柄。
It is the power of the Holy Spirit.
那是神儿子的权柄。
It is the power of the Son of God.
我们要善用。
We have to make best use of it.
不要把它放，只是放在那里呀，不用它。
Let's not let it set idle.
要善用这个权柄。
But make best use of it.
那这个权柄要使用这个权柄。
And how can we use this power?
是的，是我们的信心。
It is through our faith.
所以在约翰一书啊，就讲得很清楚了。
So in 1 John, it tells us clearly.
从神生的就是神的儿子。
Those who are born of God are the sons of God.
他就会胜过这个世界，这个是权柄。
And he will overcome this world, and this is the power.
主耶稣是给我们做神儿女这个权柄，就要让我们胜过世界。
So the power given by God, for his children is so that we can overcome the world.
我们来看这段圣经，比较清楚。
Let's read this verse.
约翰福音第四章。
First John chapter four.
第五章。
Chapter five, sorry.
第五章第四节。
First John chapter five, verse four.
这里说，因为凡从神生的，就胜过世界；使我们胜了世界的，就是我们的信心。
For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith.
胜过世界的是谁呢？不是那信耶稣是神儿子的吗
？Who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God.
这个就告诉我们，今天呢，我们从神生的，做神的儿女。
So this tells us that today we are those that's born of God. We are the children of God.
我们有权柄。
So we have this power.
那现在重要就是有没有信心去使用这个权柄。
So now the key lies in whether we have the faith to use this power.
从神生的会就会胜过世界。
Everyone born of God overcomes the world.
因为已经拥有这个权柄了。
Because he has already obtained this power.
但是呢，要用信心来使用这个权柄。
But it is through faith that we can use this power.
那就可以胜过这个世界。
And then we can overcome the world.
那这个世界到底是什么？
And what is this world referred to?
我们看一下，第二章。
Let's read chapter two.
第二章。
First John chapter two.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
在第十七、十四节啊。
In verse 14,
他说：“我写信给你们，因为你们刚强，神的道常存在你们心里，你们也胜了那恶者。”
He said that I write to you because you are strong, and the word of God lives in you, and you have overcome the evil one.
在下面就接着说，不要爱世界和世界上的事。
And then he continued to say, "Do not love the world or anything in the world."
人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
十六节说，因为啊，凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和并今生的骄傲。
16. For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful men, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does,
都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
Comes not from the Father, but from the world.
这个世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的永远长存。
The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever.
今天我们的信心呢，要让我们胜过世界。
Today, our faith will help us overcome the world.
做神儿女这个权柄要胜过这个世界。
The power that comes from being children of God will help us overcome the world.
胜过魔鬼。
To overcome devil, the evil one.
胜过眼目的情欲。
To overcome the lust of our eyes.
肉体的情欲。
Cravings of sinful desires. And to help us overcome the boasting of what we have.
这样就可以凡事谢恩了。
And in this way, we can give thanks to everything.
如果胜不过这些啊,
If we cannot overcome these,
还会有意见的,
then we will still have our own opinions.
嫉妒,
we will have jealousy,
争论,
arguments,
不满意,
discontent.
一定会出现的吧?
All these will arise.
如果胜过世界,
But if we have overcome the world,
胜过了肉体的情欲,
we have overcome the sinful desires.
圣灵可以胜过它, 致使它,
the Holy Spirit can win over it and
put it to death. 如果我们顺着圣灵而行了, 就不放纵肉体的私欲了。
If we follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, then we will no longer go after our sinful desires.
靠着神儿子的这个权柄是可以胜过这些的。
Through the power of being the Son of God, we can overcome it all. It's not difficult.
那胜过了今生的骄傲。
And then we will be able to overcome the pride of this life, the boasting of what we have.
这样子我们就真的凡事谢恩。
In this way, we can truly give thanks in everything.
因为我们看一切的事情啊，观念都不一样。
Because our whole concept have changed.
真的会改变。
And truly we will change.
以前我对一些人有意见。
In the past, I didn't really like some people.
我想到这个人就想到他，就是这个，什么不好。
And when I thought of a specific person, I would think about the bad things that he did.
现在感谢神。
But now, thank God.
靠这个神的爱除掉这些。
Through God's love, it gets rid of all these thoughts.
用神的爱去看他，不对，那一些啊，爱是把所有的这些不好的都盖掉了。
Now I look at those people with the love of Jesus, and the love of Jesus has covered everything that I dislike about them.
耶稣的宝血盖掉了，看不见了。
Because everything that I disliked before, they were erased by the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
现在看到的是神儿女的可爱的一面。
Now all I see is their adorable side of being the children of God.
他也是神所爱的儿子啊。
And I realize that they are also the sons of God whom God loves.
他跟我一样可爱啊。
And like me, he is also adorable.
心就不一样。
And then I feel differently.
所以碰到他就很快乐。
So when I see this person, I am joyful.
不然的话，我快乐不起来。
Or else it's very hard for me to be happy when I see this person.
没有耶稣的宝血盖掉哦。一直就存在在那里。
Without the precious blood of Jesus covering over the sins and the offenses, they will always be there.
哇，本来很快乐，一想到这个人，心就马上就。
So initially, I may be very happy, but whenever I think of this person, I become very mad.
人家也没有怎么样，你一想就这样，你这个自己的问题嘛。
They didn't do anything else, but whenever I think of them, I got mad. So the problem lies with me.
所以多一切的事情在一个观念而已。
So everything lies in one concept.
在基督里面呢，重生，改变。
In Christ, we are reborn and we changed our concept.
一定要把这个心改变过来。
We have to change our heart.
好，那要改变就要借着圣灵的能力。还有神的道来改变。
And in order to change, we have to rely on the Holy Spirit and the words of God.
所以神的道运行在我们心中。
So the words of God work in us.
我们的心就改变过来。
And our hearts will be changed.
再看第三章。
And let's read chapter 3.
第三章第九节。
Chapter 3, verse 9.
三章九节。
Chapter 3, verse 9.
凡从神生的就不犯罪，因神的道存在他心里。他也不能犯罪，因为他是由神生的。
No one who is born of God will continue to sin, because God's seed remains in him. He cannot go on sinning because he has been born of God.
所以运行在我们心中的圣灵还有神的道。
So the Holy Spirit and the words of God work in our heart.
你看主耶稣怎么对付魔鬼。
Let's see how Jesus tried to face the temptations from Satan.
他不是说，我是神的儿子，退去，不是这样的。
He never said that I am the Son of God, go away.
他靠着圣灵把神的道拿出来。
Instead, through the Holy Spirit, he said to Satan the words of God.
所以魔鬼要得胜我们是用试探的。
So Satan wants to overcome us by tempting us.
夏娃就是因为没有神的话，所以胜不过他。
And Eve did not resist the temptation of Satan because she didn't have the words of God with her.
那主耶稣基督是因为他有神的话，所以胜过他。
And Jesus Christ, on the other hand, had the words of God with him. That's why he overcome the devil.
今天我们在基督里面,
Today in Christ, we are all sons of God.
已经神把圣灵赐给我们,
God has already given us the Holy Spirit.
那我们就要, 啊, 将神的道存在心里,
so we have to keep the words of God in our heart.
那么圣灵就会借着这个神的道, 啊, 来胜过世界。
And through the words of God, the Holy Spirit will help us overcome the world.
胜过从世界来的魔鬼，借着世界的这些事情，肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲，要来啊对付我们。
To overcome the cravings of our sinful desire, the lust of our eyes, and the boasting of what we have, everything that's from the world.
我们就会靠着圣灵的权柄、神道的运行来把它除掉。
Through the Holy Spirit and the words of God, we can get rid of them all.
让我们的心呢，能够保守得住。
So that we can preserve our heart.
不要受到世界的这种污染。
And not be polluted by the things of this world.
以前我也常常为跟人家讲话。
In the past, I like to talk to people.
很多人对这些社会的事情啊，什么不满啊，哇。
And a lot of people are not happy about what's happening in the world.
那我听了以为，哎呀，是啊，我这样子。
And when I heard about this, I was also pretty mad about what's happening with the world.
想到神的话，又觉得不对。But
then I thought about the words of God, and I realized that what I did was not right.
打开电视，看到他们在评论。
When I turn on the television, I see people debating and discussing.
啊，天哪，我的心又受影响了。
And when I heard about what they said, my heart was affected.
当我祷告的时候，又发现不对呀。
But when I pray, I realized that it's not right.
哦，我一直要对付这些。
I keep wanting to stand against all these things.
感谢神。
And thank God.
后来，啊，我知道自己也有软弱。
Later, I realized that I have weaknesses.
那么保罗教导提摩太。
So Paul taught Timothy.
说某一些事情啊，你要逃避。
There are things that you should flee from.
因为你不逃避的话，你胜不过他。
Because if you don't flee, you could not overcome them.
哎呀，我觉得这个很好。And
I thought that this is very good teaching.
保罗爱提摩太呀，就不要让他保守的啊，在基督里面。Paul
loved Timothy and wanted to preserve him in Christ Jesus.
所以就特别吩咐他要这样做。So
he especially instructed Timothy to do this way.
有些事情你要逃避。
There are things you have to flee away from.
为什么要逃避?
Why do we need to flee?
因为你不逃避，你靠近，你一定会受影响。
Because if we don't flee and we let ourselves to face the temptation, then we will be influenced.
所以我就想，既然是这样子的话，逃避。
So I thought, if this is the fact, then I will flee.
所以我就不开电视。
So I no longer turn on the television.
不去听他的。
I don't listen to those debates anymore.
如果想 知道一些什么事情,
and if I would like to find out about some news,
我知道开什么时间哪一个地方,
I know which time of the day that I have to turn on the television to just absorb those things only.
那我喜欢看的是什么?
And what do I like to see?
动物世界,
I like to watch the programs about animals.
越看越喜欢,
because I wouldn't be polluted by any bad messages. And the more I watch it, the more I love it. I love the things of the nature.
哇,
those are very good.
有时候看一看那个吃的，什么地方好吃的，吃饭的那些，那些节目也不错。Sometimes
I turn to the food channels. Those are good as well.
越看越快乐。
The more I watch them, the more joyful I got.
没有什么污染。
There's no pollution from those messages.
我们要保守自己的心啊，真的要啊。 花一点功夫,
so we need to put in
用一点心啊,
some
用一点心啊,
effort in order to guard our heart.
对我们有益无害,
and it will bring us benefits and it won't cause us harm.
天下那些拉里拉扎的事情呢, 不知道更好,
there are a lot of things in this world that it's better for us to left unknown.
所以说我们要学习凡事谢恩。
So we have to learn to give thanks in everything.
第一个，我们要有信心。
First, we must have faith.
靠着圣灵。
Rely on the Holy Spirit.
借着神的道。
Through the words of God.
运行在我们心中。
Working in us.
来保住自己的心。
To preserve our heart.
那我们自己在生活上 也要看避免一些接触一些、啊、会影响我们的。
And in our life, we have to avoid to come in contact with things that will affect our faith.
这是圣经里头啊，都有告诉我们的。
This is told in the Bible.
该逃避的，我们要尽量逃避。
We have to flee away from the things that we should flee away from.
该避开的，尽量避开。
We have to avoid the things that we should avoid.
好像你读箴言的话，你就会得到这个智慧。
And when you read Proverbs, you will receive this wisdom.
哪些是可以接触的事情，哪些人是啊不能去接触的。
You will learn that what are the things and people that we should have contact with, and what are those that we should not have contact with.
所以读箴言可以给我们这样的智慧。
So when we read Proverbs, we can have this wisdom.
那就靠着圣灵的带领，主耶稣的道理呀、啊，来做光指引我们。
And then we rely on the guidance of the Holy Spirit and the words of the Lord Jesus Christ as light.
我们就可以生活在凡事谢恩神的旨意里面。
And then we can live a life where we give thanks to everything.
那我发现说、啊，只要你能够达到凡事谢恩。
And I have come to realize that as long as we can achieve this ability to give thanks in everything.
前面所说的 这几点、啊、都很简单，都会办到。
And everything that we mentioned before, it will be easy to accomplish.
不以恶报恶。
We don't repay wrong with wrong.
爱人如己。
Love others as yourself.
常常喜乐。
To rejoice always.
不住的祷告。
Pray continually.
都没有问题。
All these will be easy to do.
所以最后就是凡事谢恩。
So the final thing to do is to give thanks in everything.
一切都会很完美。
In this way, everything will be perfect.
因为感恩的事情都是很美好的，很快乐的。
Because everything that you give thanks for, it will be wonderful and it will be joyful.
对神对人都是有益处的。
And towards God or towards other people, it will work for good.
我们应该用这样的心啊，去啊学习。
And we should learn with this kind of attitude.
把神的旨意啊放在心里头。
To put the will of God in our heart.
常常想。
And we think about
it often. 让这几句话一直运行在心中。
So that these commands will keep working in our heart.
神的话句句都带着能力。
The words of God carry with it power.
啊，神的话如果运行在我们心中。
If the words of God work in our heart.
它是有绝对功效的。
Then it will be effective.
当我们把神的话从心中里面呢又讲出来的时候
，And if we speak out the words of God from our heart,
啊，就是带着权柄了。
Then it will be powerful.
可以胜过世界。
It can overcome the world.
你看这个世界怎么造的
？Let's see how this world was created.
神的话在他的心中
，The words of God was with him.
就是神的意念呢。
It was in God's heart. It was the heart and mind of God.
好，那么当神时候到了说，说要有什么，你看他心里都已经想好了，然后就要有什么，就出来了。
So God already have everything ready in His heart, and when the time comes, He said that let there be something, and this something was created.
可以让神的道运行在我们心中。
So we must let the words of God work in our heart.
我们用信心把它啊行出来。来创造我们的世界，我们的基督里面的这个世界。
And through our faith, we practice out the words of God, and this will help us to construct a life in Christ.
创造出来的在基督里面是一个新天新地。
And this will be a new heaven and earth.
让我们充满了感恩。
And we will be full of thanksgiving.
所以圣经里都要记载新天新地。
So the Bible records that there will be a new heaven and earth.
那你们去看一看那个圣经就知道了。
So if we read the Bible, we will know.
那个新天新地在我心中。
This new heaven and earth remains in our heart.
我们会生活在新天新地里面。
And we will be able to live within this new heaven and earth.
将来这个旧天地结束的时候，我们真的就完完全全、永远远啊，居住在新天新地了。
In the future, this old heaven and earth will pass away, and when this happens, we will truly live in this new heaven and earth.
所以圣经告诉我们，今天我们既能得到这个不震动的国，也就是一个新天新地。
So the Bible tells us that one day we will receive a kingdom that will never be shaken, and that is the new heaven and earth.
我们一定要存着感恩的心。
And we must have a heart of thanksgiving.
我们看这个希伯来书。
Let's read Hebrews.
第十二章。
Chapter
12. 十二章二十八节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28.
从二十七节看。
Let's start from verse 27.
二十节二十八节。
二十还是？
二十七。
Verse 27 and verse 28.
这再一次的话是指着被震动的，就是受造之物都要被挪去，使那不被震动的长存。
The words once more indicate the removing of what can be shaken, that is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain.
所以我们既得了不能震动的果，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。
Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptedly with reverence and awe.
今天我们要侍奉神，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。
Today, when we want to worship God, we must do it with reverence and awe.
不能有怨言，不能有争论。
We should not complain or fight with each other.
都要感恩，用感恩的心来侍奉。
We must serve with a thankful heart.
没有感恩的心呢，不能得神的喜悦。
Without a thankful heart, we cannot please God.
感谢神。
Thank God.
可以唱诗。
Now let's sing hymn.